Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 122.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. And members or guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. Today's prayer will be offered by Representative Goodwin. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and remain standing for the pledge. Representative Goodwin.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we come to you now humbly and sacrificially because it is a sacrifice for what we do, but we thank you for allowing us to do it. Father, may we be reminded what it says in your book in Chronicles, that if your people who are called by your name will recognize their wrongdoing, recognize their sin, and turn from their wicked ways, you will hear our cries for help, and you will help us. God, may that be so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September 7th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for September 7th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. The ratification of bills and resolutions of the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 389, an act to make various changes to the natural, environmental, and cultural resources laws of the state as recommended by the Departments of Environmental Quality and Natural and Cultural Resources.
Chapter bills will be noted. Okay. Representative Davis recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Davis, Judiciary 1 Committee Report, Senate Bill 360, prohibit conclusive settlement by the AG, favorable and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Counter, Senate Rule 36B. And the Chair will strike the referral to the Rules Committee on that bill. Clerk, Chair is going to direct that House Bill 181, short title Wildlife Resources Commission Amendments, be withdrawn from calendar 36B. And without objection, counter today. Sword. Counter. House Bill 3, the clerk will read.
Representative Kidwell, House Bill 3, a bill to be entitled an act to change the method of election for members of Craven County Board of Education, partisan electoral districts, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
John from Craven, Representative Tyson is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a bill that originated here. It was presented by Representative Kidwell, who's not here, and he asked me to present it on his behalf. The bill essentially, it's a Senate bill concurrence. I see no objection to what they changed, which was basically just a date. This would change the Craven County School Board elections to partisan from nonpartisan, and would also make the elections decided by district instead of countywide. I ask for your support.
For what purpose away from Wake, Representative Dahl, rise.
To speak to debate the concurrence.
Lady has floor to debate the bill.
Thank you. So I rise just to object to this on the grounds that we don't need any more partisan politics in North Carolina. And we certainly don't need it in our education. I know that there may be people that feel differently from me, but I also know that in Wake County, we have Republicans and Democrats that serve together and work together, and that it needs to be, and they are not elected in a partisan manner. So I wish we would let this go and stop putting partisan politics into all of North Carolina, at least allow school boards to have that freedom to do what the parents are asking and what's best for the children. So I hope you'll vote no.
For what purpose? The gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice.
Speak on the bill.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe that the term nonpartisan is a fairy tale. Elections are always partisan, whether you put the label on it or not. And I believe that people in a county should have the right to make that decision. If they want to be so-called nonpartisan, then maybe we should honor that. But if they want partisan, that's what they want to do in their county, and I think we should support them in what it is that they want to do. And especially I would appreciate, as a native of Craven County, if we would let those folks have it the way that they want it. Thank you.
For further discussion, further debate. If not, question for the House. I believe the motion, Representative Tightman, was that the House concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 3. And the question before the House is that motion concur. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Any pen of the chair, the ayes have it. Anyone can call for a division that wants to. Division having been called, the question before the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 3. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 58 having voted in the affirmative and 45 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 3. Bill is ordered and rolled. Members, the chair is honored to welcome a special guest with us, a good friend, former member of the House, Bill Owens, who's here with us from Pasquotank Billing, County. Bill, it's good to see you. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Owens with us today in a second. For those who don't know, Representative Owens was the former rules chairman just a few years ago. So you haven't aged at all, so it's good to see you with us today. Yeah. A couple of other recognitions as well. On motion of Representative Stevens of Surry County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Leah Main, who is a physical therapist who practices in Mount Airy, who's here with us. Would you please stand so we could welcome you? In the back. Thanks for being with us today. Also on motion of Representative Stevens, we're honored to be joined by Tim Watson, who is the district attorney for District 19B, which is Surry and Stokes counties. Thank you for being with us as well today. Also on motion of Representative Art of Union County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a number of folks representing the Patriot Foundation who are here with us today. When your name's called, please stand. Ed Broyhill, who's on the board of directors. General Kurt Sontag, who is a retired general from the United States Army and is also the president of the Patriot Foundation. And Kim Gilley, who is the executive director. And this is an organization that provides scholarship for military families of those killed, wounded, or injured, or seriously ill, who have stood forward to defend our nation. I want to thank you for what you do. Please stand so we can welcome you in with us here today. House Bill 24, the corporal read.
Representative Torbett, House Bill 24, a bill to be entitled Chimney Rock Lake Lure De-annexation, Annexation. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
The gentleman from Polk, Representative Johnson, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a local bill. The municipality of Lake Lure and Chimney Rock each have a city-owned piece of land that the other is using, and they are just pretty much trading those back and forth. Both attorneys have looked over it and are on board. We'd appreciate your support.
The gentleman has moved that the for support of the House, for passage of the bill on its second roll call motion to concur. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representatives Harris and Fisher wish to vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 103 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. The House has on second reading concurred in the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 24, and the bill does remain on the calendar. Members, that is a it's a roll call bill. That's why we cannot take up third reading today, but that's the only procedural reason why. House Bill 143, the clerk will read.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 143, a bill to be entitled an act related to vacancies in the office of the sheriff of Swain County. General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, is recognized for a motion.
Make the motion. We concur, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman's moved the House concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 143. The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, this bill passed the House 418-0. There's no conflict, local bill, at the request of the local government of the sheriff. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 143. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have, the ayes do have it. The House having concurred with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 143, the bill is ordered enrolled. House Bill 248, clerk will read.
Representatives Lucas, Richardson, Zoka, and Wheatley, House Bill 248, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the charter of the town of Spring Lake to modify the method of appointing the town's finance officer and tax collector. General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we concur with the Senate substitute.
Gentleman's move that the House concur with the Senate committee substitute. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill passed the House on a voice vote, went over to the Senate, and the Senate tweaked it just a bit. They saw fit to add with the concurrence of the local government commission, and this was with the blessings of Treasurer Falwell. So I agree with that, and I recommend that we concur.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 248. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House having concurred with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 248, the bill is ordered enrolled. House Bill 181, the clerk will read.
Representatives Adams, Yarber, and Ray, House Bill 181, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes in statutes governing the Wildlife Resources Commission. General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Person, Representative Yarber, recognized for a motion.
I move to concur.
Gentleman's moved that the House concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 181, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
This is the Wildlife Resources Agency bill. It started out as a fairly interesting bill, but as it worked its way through, all the interesting parts got pulled out, and now it's quite boring. Pretty much the story of this session. Please vote for it.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 181. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Majeed, wish to vote on the bill?
Representative Quint.
Mr. Speaker, I have a stuck button.
Just press the button. I'm either green or red, or if Jim Majid, I.
Yeah, I have a malfunction here. No, it's working now.
It's magic. I just had them do it from here. The clerk walk machine record the vote. 101 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 181. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Special message from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate, House Bill 1890, Senate Committee Substitute, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission laws for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar, and without objection, today's calendar, so ordered. Representative Sasser is recognized to send forth the conference report. Clerk will read.
Conference report, Senate Bill 257, to the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. The conference is appointed to resolve the difference between the Senate and the House of Representatives for Senate Bill 257, a bill to be entitled an act to promote pricing transparency for parents and to establish standards and criteria for regulation and license and pharmacy benefit managers providing services for health benefit plans of North Carolina. House Committee Substitute Favor 8-18-21, 5th Edition, engrossed 8-18-21, submit the following report. The conferees recommend that the Senate and the House of Representatives adopt this report. Date, conferees approve report, September 8th, 2021. Conferees for the Senate: Senator Perry, Chair, Senators Rabin, Britt. Conference for the House of Representatives: Representative Sasser, Chair, Representatives Bell, Hall, and Potts.
Calendar, and without objection, today's calendar, so ordered. House Bill 890, clerk will read.
Representatives Moffitt, Bowles, Willingham, and Sane, House Bill 890, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission laws, General Assembly of the North Carolina Annex.
Gentleman from Henderson, Representative Moffitt, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I move that the House do concur with the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 890 as it has returned to us from the Senate in that form.
The gentleman has moved that the House concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 890. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill is really three parts. The first part is the original ABC omnibus bill that cleared this body 100-10. The second part is all the standalone bills that originated in the committee on ABC that cleared this House were over in the Senate. They combined those into this one bill. And there are a handful of additions that the Senate has made that the House does not object to. I'll be glad to answer any questions, and I'd appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 890. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Majid, is the gentleman's voting equipment not working?
I'm voting for it, Mr. Speaker, but I have something's wrong with my my system here.
We'll have the clerk check it. Jim, wish to be recorded as an aye.
Yes, sir.
Aye. Jim Majid, aye. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 95 having voted in the affirmative and 8 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 890. Bill is ordered and enrolled and sent to the governor by a special messenger. Senate Bill 257. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 257, a bill entitled Medication Cost Transparency Act, General Assembly of North Carolina Annexed.
Gentleman from Stanley, Representative Sasser, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do recommend that the House concur with Senate Bill 257, Senate Committee Substitute.
Gentlemen, moving that the conference report that was sent forth be adopted at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has moved that the House adopt the conference report. The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
I do recommend that we concur with the Senate committee substitute, and we had a good vote. The bill went over to the Senate, and as they always do, they change some things, but we still got a bill, so would ask for your support. Thank you very much.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the conference report to Senate Bill 257. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Majeed, aye. Representative Belk wish to vote on it. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 102 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. The House does adopt the conference report to Senate Bill 257. The Senate will be notified. Go at ease momentarily. Members, pursuant to the announcement made next week, of course, we're still here and it's September, so that's a little out of the ordinary, but it is what it is. Things are moving along, I will tell you, though, and so with budget negotiations, so that's a positive side. And pursuant to the announcement Chair made last week, this is the only day for votes. While other meetings are happening, of course, we're having the public hearings around the state with the redistricting, and I think, matter of fact, I believe this evening is the first one that's going to be in
Caldwell County, so at 6 o'clock this evening. And then next week we'll resume some. So next week's we're going to have session, voting session on Wednesday, and if we need an additional day, we would have session Thursday morning of next week, but there would be no votes. There'll be a session tomorrow, but it'll be an admin session, no votes. And then Monday and Tuesday of next week will be admin sessions. Chair would further direct that House Bill 24, which passed by second reading today, be calendared for next Wednesday for its third reading as well. So that would be the order of business at this time. So things are moving forward, and then of course we're going to be moving to finish resolving policy bills. As you can see, we were able to dispose of quite a number of bills today, and so we would expect that pace to continue to try to get wrapped up, and then of course the budget, and then we'll move into the redistricting process at some point next month. So that's where things stand at the moment, and so we are making some progress, and we're getting a good bit accomplished. So at this point, we'll go to notices and announcements. For what purpose, a gentleman from Robinson, Representative Graham Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What time do you expect session Wednesday?
Look, probably 1 o'clock, just like we did this week.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. For what purpose, a gentleman from Wake, Representative Jones Rice.
I had a question, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized.
About the schedule. Do you plan to take a break between what we're doing now, which I assume is budget, that's what we're all waiting on, and the redistricting, like a couple weeks just let the folks circulate about it, or is that just going to go straight on into redistricting?
There may not be much time between the two, so we'll see.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. For what purpose, gentlemen from Wayne, Representative Bell Rise.
For announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Republicans, we will caucus right after session right downstairs. Please be prompt.
Any further notices or announcements? For what purpose, gentlemen from Gaston, Representative Torbett Rise.
Speaking on a point of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege. The House will come to order.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, it was unfortunate last week. We had several events through our schools dealing with firearms. So obviously we haven't crossed that bridge of total safety in our schools yet, but we continue to work for that bridge to be passed. I would please ask each and every one of you to keep the impacted families of those that lost loved ones as well as those that were injured in both your hearts and minds, and please work collectively and collaboratively to whatever end that we can finally put an end to this school violence. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Logan Rice.
Speak on personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
Just to give to mark the 20-year remembrance that Saturday brings to September 11th, that we not forget that on that day in America that we lost almost 3,000 lives when two planes took down two iconic buildings in Lower Manhattan, and one struck in Washington, D.C., and then one fell in Pennsylvania when hijackers hijacked those four planes. My uncle would take me to the site of the World Trade Centers on numerous occasions, and he would tell me, he said, in those holes, they're going to build the largest, tallest buildings in the world, and they're going to be twins. And he said, this guy is nuts. And I watched them build those towers, and my aunt said that every time we went up the West Side Parkway, that I would turn and look out the back window for as long as I could see those towers. And for anyone who never saw them, they were the most beautiful buildings I had ever seen. And I can remember my sister taking me down there when they made the first, one of the first movies, King Kong. And she said, this is where old Kong was laid out, right in front of the spear. And I sat there on that morning when I was working the second shift for the highway patrol, watching Good Morning America, and I thought it was a movie. And my son ran into the room, and he said, what's going on? And I was listening to Charlie Gibson when the second plane hit, and he said, we're under attack. And my son asked me, he said, are they going to stand? And I said, they're not going to be able to withstand that jet fuel. And we could not believe when the first tower started to collapse. And my sister called, and they had a nickname for me. And she said, Peach, your building is gone. And I said, I just watched it. And after a few months, I went to what was called Ground Zero. And we walked out there. And I stood there, and my son said, you could see them from here, right? And I said, yes. And I still go to New York 2 to 3 times a year, and I visited One World Trade, and I still look for those trade centers. And coming across 95, there was a point where you could see the World Trade Centers, and I still look for them. So let us not forget what happened to our Pentagon. What happened to our World Trade Centers, to me, was a symbol of America. And let us never forget what happened to our country and the lives lost on that day, September 11. Thank you.
Ma'am, thank you. What purpose the lady from Forsyth, Representative Baker, rides?
To speak to a point of public personal privilege.
The lady has the floor.
I want to thank Representative Tolbert for his remarks about the shootings in Forsyth. For many of you, you know I'm an educator. That was my school. The shooting took place right across from the classroom where I once taught. So it does not get any more personal to me than that. What we need to look at is to get more resources to our different cities and counties and to our schools that takes a holistic approach to making sure that we don't have any additional shootings in our state. It was one of two shootings that week. We don't need overcriminalization. We don't need more police presence. And we thank God for those that came so quickly and was able to get that under control. I also want to thank the educators who quickly were able to move students to a point of safety so that there was no additional loss of life. But again, I want to say there is no one in this room that is more uniquely qualified to speak on our need to make sure that we are getting resources to our cities and to our counties for more. For summer employment, for mentoring, for access for our students to get them off the streets and into more productive situations. So again, thank you for the prayers for Forsyth County, for our Mount Tabor families, for our students, for those families that were affected, both the young man who lost his life and the young man who did the shooting. We just ask for your prayers, because Forsyth has lost many young lives this year at the hands of gun violence. And so we want to not only curtail getting those guns into the hands of our young people, but again, ensuring that we have resources that will put our students and our young people in more productive situations. So thank you.
Message from the Senate, the corporate.
House Bill 91, Senate Committee Substitute Number 3, 7th Edition, a bill to be entitled An Act to Restructure Oversight in the Public Schools in Athletic Activities to Ensure Accountability and Fair Play, for concurrence in Senate Committee Substitute Number 3.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Education. If favorable rules, the court may continue.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate adopts the report for conferee Senate Bill 257, Conference Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled An Act to Promote Pricing Transparency for Patients and to Establish the Standards and Criteria for Regulating the Insurance Pharmacy Benefit Managers Providing Services for Health Benefit Plans in North Carolina. When appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and rolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, September 9th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, September 9th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor, House Bill 890, an act to make various changes to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission laws.
Chapter bills will be noted.
Representative Warren is recognized to send forth the conference report, House Bill 404, to the President of the Senate, Speaker of the House of Representatives. The conference is appointed to resolve the differences between the Senate and the House of Representatives on House Bill 404, a bill to be entitled an act providing the public safety answering points, regional public safety answering points, and their employees and agents and employees of law enforcement agencies are not liable for damages in a civil action except in cases of wanton or willful misconduct. Senate Judiciary Committee substitute adopted 6/29/21. Submit the following report. The conferees recommend that the Senate and the House of Representatives adopt this report, H-404 PCCS 10537-TU-1. Date conferees approved report, September 8th, 2021. Conferees for the Senate, Senator Norman W. Sanderson, Chair, and Senators Newton and Davis. Conferees for the House of Representatives, Representative Harry Warren, Chair, and Representatives Stevens and Zachary. Noted, and this conference report is placed on the calendar of September 15th, Wednesday.